Hello everyone and welcome to the second installment of Alex's Assumptions. I am your host, Alex. Now even though this is the second installment, I have to say this is a special edition type because I will be talking about none other than the chairman of the board of the WWE, Vince McMahon, as he had a very interesting conference call today and I want to give my thoughts and opinions about it. Without any further delay, let's begin. Now, Vince had a conference call today, as I stated earlier. It happened because the WWE released their second quarter earnings. Now, the only thing I'm going to talk about the earning-wise is the pay-per-view buys, but that will be later. First, I want to discuss his comments he made about the That's What I Am movie. Vince said the movie was great, but it didn't really play to their audience. Now, wait just a minute, Vince. Not a part of your audience? I believe you are PG, so that fits exactly. With you saying that, makes people think that you are ending the PG era. Let me ask, what took you so long? I know why you went the direction you went, Vince. I know that you went PG because you can get a lot more clearance from other companies so they were advertised during your show. I get that, and it's pretty smart, but not that smart. See, Vince, you're worrying about advertising than your actual company. You don't know how PG affected your company and your shows. Your shows became dull and boring. I actually was laughing over the quality of your shows. You changed the PG and you didn't realize the quality suffered. Not only me, but a lot, and I mean a lot of people were unsatisfied with the shows. The reason is simple. PG. Now I can really get into the whole PG show. That's too much, and that deserves its own installment in itself. Some people say wrestling is in a slump. They say that because of the show quality. This is not the case. In fact, wrestling is in its booming stage right now. WWE, whether they think it or not, whether they like it or not, does have competition. They have TNA, which is still trying to rise up, and they have UFC. Vince says UFC is not their competition because WWE is entertainment while TFC is a sport. Vince. Are you going to get rid of the past? Are you going to forget the amazing matches we have seen from years past? I sure hope not. You see, Vince, ever since you switched to PG, you looked away from wrestling. Wrestling is what this company is known for. Wrestling is the art of amazing storytelling in the ring. There again, you are pleasing one section of the demographic. You are pleasing the younger audience who like the entertainment. But then you just said that it's not your audience. So Vince, make up your mind. What do you want? Do you even know what you want? I highly doubt it. As I was saying, wrestling is not in a slump. WWE is because of the PG era. Since the PG era, the live events attendance is down 3%. May not seem like a lot, but it does add up. Plus, no one is shooting to be down. Business want to see up. They want to see growth. In fact, that is exactly why I have not attended a WWE event in quite some time. Why? The PG era and the quality of the shows. The last time I went to a WWE show was back in 2008. I can't believe it was that long ago. Well, then I went to SmackDown, which is a show I last attended, and it was filled with kids. Now, I don't mind kids because they are quite better than the swearing and annoying adults there sometimes. But the kids do not know anything about the wrestling world. They don't know the difference between heels and faces. They don't get the actual storyline and reality side, and they certainly do not know the business side. It's nice going to the events to see your favorite stars, but it's bothersome when you hear the kids cheering for Cena and boo everyone else because they think he is Superman. Not only are the live attendance numbers down, but so are the pay-per-view buys. Not all the pay-per-view buys are down. In fact, most of them have been up from last year. Those ones are Extreme Rules, Capital Punishment, and WrestleMania 27. The sad thing is about the B-rated pay-per-views is that they compare them from the year before. They should compare them to a couple years ago. They should compare them to before the PG era. They wouldn't see how the numbers are down. In 2006 through 2008, the pay-per-view buys were between 200,000 to 300,000. What is it now? Well, the pay-per-views are just sitting at 150,000 to 200,000 buys. As for WrestleMania, we have seen a huge spike since last year. In fact, WrestleMania got over 1 million buys. That's good. Why did it get that much though? It's the help from one man, The Rock. The Rock became a huge superstar back in the 90s, which is when WWE wasn't PG. With him making WrestleMania get huge buys, you can see how hungry people are for something new, for something other than PG, for something from the past. I always say, time changes and you have to change with the time. Well, WWE, take that into consideration. How? Change with the time, meaning make new stars, rise new stars, make main event stars. But the time hasn't changed about the quality of the show. Keep the quality the same. Vince, you want to talk about the current situation about WWE getting their own TV network. I have been hearing that story for a while now. The only thing I'm going to say about that is, I will believe it when I see it. WWE's stock is down, and so are the ratings from the past. The stock used to be at 16 to 18, but now it's at 9. The ratings were 3.8 to 4.2, but now it's 3.0 to 3.2. We won't know if WWE ends the PG era until we actually see it. Until then, we will be suffering from poor quality shows, while WWE suffers from loss. That is this edition of Alex's Assumptions. Give me your feedback and comment. If you have any idea for our next installment, write them down below. That is my assumptions. What's yours?